Hi, this is Miranda Schubert with KXCI, and we're honored to have our Pima County recorder, Gabriella Cazares-Kelly, here to talk to us and to answer some frequently asked questions about voting. Gabriella, thanks so much for joining us.
Skuklash, Anya Nipchuki Gabriella Cazares-Kelly, Bismuth Kupk Amjid, Anya Woodka Pima Chukshan Ohohandam. Hi. I'm Gabriella Cazares-Kelly, the Pima County Recorder, and I'm from the communities of Pisinmo'o and Kupk, which are located on the Thonotham Nation, and we're excited to answer any questions that voters have about how to participate in our next election.
Because right now, Gabriella, folks can still register to vote, right?
Absolutely. So everybody has until July 5th of 2022 to be registered in time for the primary election, which will be in August, on August 2nd. We have voter registration cutoff deadlines, but voter registration is ongoing all the time. And even if you miss one, you can either consider yourself late for the most recent election or early for the one that's coming up after it.
That's so good to know. I'm really interested to hear a little bit more about the voting centers.
Yeah, this is a really big thing for Pima County. What we are moving to now is something called vote centers, which would enable any single voter to vote at any of the voting locations anywhere in Pima County. This is, I mean, you could be up on Mount Lemmon on election day, and even if you don't live up there, you could still vote there. This is a really, really big deal for working people, for students, for people who are, you know, just trying to get through their day. It makes it so that it's easy. You can go to whatever location is most convenient for you. You'll still get the ballot that is specific to your location where you live, and you'll still have your legislative and congressional offices that you will be voting for in your own representation in your area.
That's absolutely amazing. I've been a poll worker the last few elections, and the amount of people who are confused about where to go, people who have to move all the time, or yeah, just don't really understand how to vote. You know, it was a big issue. This is going to clear things up so much. Gabriella, what are some other questions that come up about voting?
People ask a lot of times, what happens if I'm out of town for elections? Depending on your specific situation, we urge you to call our office and we can find the decision that's right for you.
And that number is 520-724-4350. That'll get you to the Pima County Recorder's Office.
You know, if you're concerned about, like, maybe you live in Pima County, but you're spending a semester in Colorado, and you're like, you know, my mom is great about those care packages. First of all, mom is not legally able to forward a ballot. That's actually a federal offense. So rather than getting mom in trouble, you can ask for us to send your ballot to your temporary address. We could send it to a hotel if you're displaced, or, you know, whatever that situation is. Please make sure that you're contacting our office, and you can find a ton of information online, recorder.pima.gov, and you can check us out on social media. I think we're at Pima Recorder on all the socials.
I had no idea that people could just, like, call you all up to talk about their unique situations with voting. That's so cool.
Yeah, a lot of times are problem solving ways to get people their ballot. That's why we love vote by mail so much. Vote by mail is so wonderful. The reason that the voter registration cutoff date is 29 days before the election is because 28 days before the election, we send out ballots. And so people have what turns out to be 27 days of early voting where they can return that ballot to us. That is really helpful for people. They receive their ballot directly to them at the address that they've specified, and they get to spend more time looking at the ballot, researching, talking to their friends and neighbors, or trusted organizations about who they should vote for, and then they can return it either in person or they can pop it in the mail.
That's so cool. This is such great stuff to be talking about. And if you're tuning in just now, this is Miranda with KXCI, and I'm here with Pima County Recorder Gabriella Cazares-Kelly. Let's talk about early voting.
Yeah, early voting is open for everyone. When we talk about early voting, there's a couple of different forms of that. First one is vote by mail, which I think is self-explanatory at this point. But early voting also can be any single person who just wants to vote before Election Day. You don't have to do anything special. You walk into any of our early voting locations. We'll have 15 over the course of the early voting period. We start with just 3, and then we slowly open more and more locations up. And then the week before Election Day, we have 15 open. And this cycle, we'll even have one at the University of Arizona. And what people can do, even if they've never early voted, even if they haven't signed up for anything special, they show up with their proper ID and say, I'm here to vote, and they can vote and get it out of the way. So it's very easy. It makes it so that it's more convenient for you, so you can, you know, get that taken care of in an easy way. And you don't have to be at any specific location. It could be any of the locations that are just closest to you. We even have one out in Sells, Arizona. You know, we have them different locations. And so, and if none of those options work for you, of course, we recommend vote by mail. And if you really just want to show up in person, which I definitely support as well, you can vote on Election Day at any one of the locations. So we're trying to make voting as easy and accessible as possible, you know, for everybody, whether you have trouble with transportation or, you know, you have hard time leaving work or school, or you have young children, or you need mobility aids, whatever it is, whatever the situation, we're just trying to help with whatever works best for you.
That's so awesome. I really love hearing the breakdown of the difference between early voting and mail voting, because I totally conflated those in my head and thought they were the same. I thought you needed to be on a special list to vote early. Now I know you don't.
Yeah, it's so, and I think it's the early voting sites are also just really helpful places for people to go if they have questions. A lot of times people will lose their envelopes, or, you know, maybe they spill coffee all over their ballot and they have a problem like, what do I do with this? This is ruined. And those kinds of questions, you can absolutely just show up at an early voting site and they will be able to help you, you know, even if that's just here's the ballot affidavit you need to sign, you know, before putting it into the envelope or whatever. To have those directions available for people who are just kind of, you know, even if you're just a little nervous or you just have some questions, whatever the situation, you can feel free to show up at any of those locations, then we're here to help you.
If anybody listening now to this KXEI conversation with Pima County Recorder Gabriela Cazares-Kelly doesn't have their questions answered, they can contact the recorder or go to an early voting site. You can visit recorder.pima.gov or call 520-724-4350. So are there any last bits of information that you would like to share with folks about voting?
So another common question we get is, what is the difference between a primary election and a general election? The primary election is party specific. And so, for example, if you are a Democrat and you're voting in the Democratic primary, your ballot will only contain Democrats. You are choosing among the best Democrat for the office you want served. So that is you saying, this is the person that I want our whole party to nominate as our representative for the general election. And so for the general election, then the Democratic candidate that your party decided on will go up against the Republican candidate that the Republican Party decided on, and the Libertarian candidate that the Libertarian Party decided on. And so then whoever wins that election will win the seat. And so I think that's something that's really kind of confusing, because people are like, oh, I already voted. Why do I need to vote again? And in addition, independent voters, which we actually have more independent voters here in Pima County than we do Democrats or Republicans here in Pima County, they are our largest group of people. However, a lot of times they think that they can't participate in the primary election. And that's because we don't automatically send a ballot to them. If they are an independent voter, they have to request that ballot. So you, even if you're an independent, you can come in and you can say, I would like to vote a Democratic ballot or a Republican ballot, and we are obligated to give you the ballot that you request because you're independent. A lot of people are very confused by that because they didn't receive that ballot by mail, but all you have to do is let our office know. And so we're trying to put out as much information as possible on our website and on our social media. We're there to answer your questions. People have a lot of questions. This is an important right that you have, and we want to make people aware of what they need to do so that they can actively participate in our democracy. It is what we need from everyone. The more people participate, the better representation we're going to have. And so we urge you to talk with your friends and family, make sure that people have plans to vote. Oh, I'm going to be sending it back through the mail, or oh, I'm going to need a ride, or oh, I'm going to vote before work or after work or during my lunch break, or where are you going to go? Do you know where to go? Those are really helpful questions for people to help them come up with a voting plan so that they know what to do. Which ID are you going to use? Oh, you lost your ID. Did you know that you can use this form of ID or that form of ID? Or if you have questions like that, hit us up. We are very happy to answer those questions because it can be very confusing.
Gabriela, thanks so much for joining us to talk to us about voting.
Absolutely, anytime.
This has been a KXCI conversation with Pima County Recorder Gabriela Cazares-Kelly. I've been your host, Miranda. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to vote.